Good morning. Is the audio okay for everyone in the back? All right. The slides are a little bit condensed, and so if you need to move from the back to the front at any time during the presentation, go ahead. Won't bother me at all. So my name is Trevor Reif. I am a postdoc right now with Jesse Poland at Kansas State University, where I continue a project that I started during my PhD, developing mobile apps for data collection. And so I'm really not in my setting here. We work on wheat, which I don't think there's any wheat people here, but makes me unique. But I'm going to kind of put this into a context of plant breeding, but it still really applies to the horticulture aspect as well. And so just starting that off, the plant breeding cycle, everyone should be remotely familiar with this. Starts at selecting a group of germplasm that we want to work with, intermating those germplasm to develop novel allelic combinations, and then over a very long time evaluating those germplasm in different locations and years, and then making the selections that feed back into that loop. Now, when I started my PhD so many years ago, most of this, and for a large number of programs, most of this still is done on paper. And now the breeding is a numbers game. You want to have as many plants, you want to have as big a population as you can. And doing that on paper just does not work. And so when we started looking at what was happening, the mobile revolution, smartphones, tablets, computers were 30 years ago, but we still had these handheld tools that were not being utilized. And how could we put those into the breeding cycle? We started looking at this and said, well, evaluation takes the longest amount of time, so let's focus on that. And so we developed an app called Fieldbook. And so this is the Fieldbook layout, the main screen. And Fieldbook is used for phenotypic data collection. It really has four different components of that main screen. So up at the top, we have our info bars. And here we can display additional information relevant to the entries that we're working with, the specific entry that we're looking at. Below that, we have our trait information. So this trait is obviously height. We can move forward to the next trait or back to the previous trait. And underneath that trait, you have details. In this case, height's measured in centimeters, so centimeters. But all user customizable. Below that, we have our plot navigation, our entry, or our plant, whichever really you are looking at and you want to be collecting data on. And again, forward and backward. Between the two arrows, we have two user-defined organizers. Here I've chosen row and plot, but this could easily be field and plant. It could be row and column. We made this as customizable for the users because we know that no two breeding programs, no two plant genetics programs are alike. And finally, at the bottom, we have our data collection area. And we wanted to make this as large as possible because we know that when you're in the field collecting data, even when you're in the lab collecting data, the last thing you want to do is fumble with a screen typing things in. If you ever tried using a spreadsheet in the field or in general on a mobile device, it really does not work at all. And so we want to make that customizable and very easily accessible. And so you can navigate between the different plots or traits. The extra plot information is displayed up at the top, so you can show things like pedigree or previous data you've collected. Like I said, it's highly customizable. For the majority of breeding programs, you can take a file that you've already developed that you're going to take out to the field, import it into this, and use it as is. We have different trait formats and layouts, which I'll go into on the next slide. And then you can manage all of the traits that you create within the app. And so we started this project about 5 years ago, and when I looked yesterday, we were up to about 4,300 total installs. And so in considering there's only, you know, maybe 10, 15,000 breeders in the world, I consider that a success. But we still have the last 11,000 to go. And so like I said, the different traits that we have within the app have different layouts. So not everyone's going to be collecting height with a simple numeric keypad. So starting from the left, we have a numeric layout with that numeric keypad. We have a categorical layout where you can define 12 different categories you'd like to collect. We have a percent layout with a scroll bar, a date layout that by default shows today's day, and then you can move forward or backward single day increments and save that, which is really useful for us for things like flowering, because we want to collect the day that something happens more so than the day when it's going to happen. We have a true-false Boolean trait, a photo trait that you take a photo of the entry you're looking at. That photo is tagged with that entry ID. You can take multiple photos, but then they're all saved and organized on the device. So if you're used to taking photos with like an ID card or trying to remember which photo you took in order, I've heard that was a popular way of collecting photos. You don't need to do that, which is really nice. A text trait, which just shows the system keyboard. A disease rating trait, which is we use for things like Rust, that shows the percent severity along with the reaction type below. And then you can combine these however you want, and these are all customizable as well. A location trait to collect point data locations. A counting trait to increment up, so things like counting plants or really the only example that I have at the tip of my tongue. A multi-categorical trait where you can define as many categories as you want. It would have saved Mendel a lot of time if he had been using this instead. An audio trait where it saves the MP3 of your voice onto the tablet, and then that's saved and tagged just the same as the photos are as well. And so we developed this app. It slowly took off. The earlier versions, I'll be honest, they were terrible, but it slowly took off. And we started looking at other aspects of plant breeding programs that we could solve or that we could improve. And one that stuck out to us was managing inventory. And so just to give a little background, our inventory system is set up as we have samples, we put them in boxes. The boxes go into an inventory room, and for 90% of the samples, we never see them again. But if we do want to see them again, we need to know which box we need to pull out. And so this is just a simple way, started out as a simple way, to associate sample IDs with the box IDs that they were going with. As we developed it, one of the things that we saw was that it'd be really easy to add an extra layer of data onto that by integrating this USB scale, which just plug into the tablet, ready to go. And so now you can collect sample weight simultaneously as you're inventorying things, or you can just collect sample weight for a group of samples independently. And so now we use this for things like harvesting and sample collection, just where we need to go through a pile of samples, get the weight of them, and then move on. And then once you have all that data, you can export it to a CSV that can be either imported into a database or used for analysis or whatever you do with your CSV files. One of the other areas that we wanted to improve how we were collecting data was in the lab. So our lab deals with hundreds of thousands, I think it's fair to say, DNA samples. And so we need a way to collect and organize those. And then put them into a database where they can be manipulated and used for the later analysis. And so we developed this app. It's a little difficult to explain, but it's one of my favorite apps that lets you organize samples you're collecting into a grid. But at the same time, it lets you define the templates that are creating those grids. So we can define a template that, say, excludes row 2 and 6. If you can't see them, okay, yeah. These are grayed out because they're excluded. You can change the naming schemas. So, for instance, one template might have numerical rows and numerical columns, while something like a DNA template is going to have A through H on the rows and 1 through 12 on the columns. And then you can add custom metadata fields. So collecting information like who's collecting the data, where it's being collected, what is it, etc. We also include two default templates. One is the DNA plate, where we have the A through H, 1 through 12, and then we include a random blank well, which is used for to ensure that the plate that you're looking at matches the quality control. Those are the two words that completely slipped my mind. so that we can know which plates are which, and a seed tray plate, which is more specific to wheat breeding, where we're doing our early generation testing and single row experiments. So this app isn't actually out yet, but it will be coming out soon. It is a data viewing and verification app. And what it lets you do is import a list of entries along with all of their data, select one of the columns which your barcode corresponds to, and then scan those entry barcodes. And then the app can behave in several different ways, depending on which mode you select. So if we select the default mode to just show the entry info, we will just see all of the info that was imported. We can also order. So if we're doing something like planting a lot of entries, or we have a lot of envelopes full of seeds that we're planting, we can scan those. And if any of those are out of order, it will alert the user that you screwed up somewhere along the way, or the undergrads did. Always blame it on the undergrads. You can also filter, so you can remove scan items. So if you are planting something, say, in the greenhouse, and you have a list of everything you want to plant, you scan the entry that you plant, and you see four left when you're done planting, and then you freak out because those four should have been planted too. Along the same lines, you can color or paint the scanned items. And then for these last two, you can export the modified list of entries. So as we've been moving forward, we've also wanted to work with data analysis on the devices themselves. And that's where 1KK comes into play. So 1KK is for the 1,000 kernel weight. This is a seed image analysis app that uses a non-parametric seed identification algorithm to identify the individual seeds, and then uses the smart grain algorithm to take parameters of those seeds. We can export the collected data in two formats, sample summaries and raw data. I'm not going too much into this one because we're working on rewriting the workflow. I'll zoom in on how it works. So it works really well in my office, but when we released it, we found out that it doesn't work so well in the real world. So just some of the things that are coming soon with Fieldbook, working on integrating with external databases so that you can download fields and upload data without having to go through the intermediary files. Working on geo-navigation so that you can go out combined with a survey app over here, take location information of different plants, and then feed that back into Fieldbook, and combined with an RTK GPS, navigate using the location instead of just the two arrows. Working on trait plugins so that we can have users themselves define traits. Currently, the workflow is someone requests a trait, and then about a year later, I add it. But with this, we'll be able to have more traits and a broader spectrum of traits too, so hardware traits and different software traits, and then repeated measures. So things like time series and collecting multiple samples for each entry. With 1KK, like I mentioned, the new workflow will also bring a counting algorithm and scale integration. I talked about survey, Intercross for tracking crossing blocks, and then printing the cross labels to allow a lot better system than the current paper and pen that's already there. Vault for managing samples and germplasm collections, and Wrangle for root angle. It's the best name ever. This is my Australian colleague came up with it, image analysis. So my ultimate goal for this project is to take some commodity hardware off the shelf, combine it with our custom suite of applications, some inexpensive hardware added onto that. So we have a scale, which is about $30, a label printer, mobile label printer, which is about $60, a barcode scanner, which is, I think we got them for $15, and then GPS, which is like $5,000, but we're not including that in this bundle. And then for several hundred dollars, we'll be able to drop this into breeding programs around the world and digitize and allow those breeding programs to modernize how they're collecting and storing and organizing data. So for more information, you can go to phenoapps.org. All of the apps, except for Verify, are on Google Play right now if you want to download them. The source code is on GitHub, and our lab website is at wheatgenetics.org, and then the project website is /apps. So everyone in the Poland lab has been instrumental. The NSF Bread Project, in conjunction with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, provides my funding and funded this grant. And then Dory Main at Washington State University has also given support for this project as well. And with that, I'm guessing I'm out of time for questions, but thank you.